We all like to think our healthcare information is safe from prying eyes. Turns out, not so much. The investigative news organization ProPublica looked into hundreds of complaints over several years and found hospitals, pharmacies, and the VA have repeatedly violated individuals' medical privacy. Today, ProPublica releases a new online tool to track those privacy violations. ProPublica senior reporter Charles Ornstein joined us from New York. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Well, why don't we break this down to the kinds of privacy violations we're talking about here?
So some of these are pretty basic, like handing the wrong medical records to the wrong person. Others are deliberate. So people who are, you know, going to snoop in the records of a family member or a friend, an ex-friend, and sharing that information on social media or in other ways.
Well, you have one story in this report about a former CVS employee. Why don't you tell us about that and how much that reflects what's going on in other companies?
Sure. So I talked to an employee named Joseph Fennedy, who worked on a small team that dealt with complaints that were directed to the CVS president's office. And Fennedy's job was to figure out what happened and apologize to the consumers and promise that it wasn't going to happen again. Which then it did happen to him personally. So he had to call into the CVS call center about a personal prescription, and a couple days later was walking past a conference room and heard a coworker telling other coworkers about his personal medical information.
And I gather even medicine might get delivered to a neighbor, and then that neighbor finds out what you're taking. I mean, this is a high level of sloppiness.
Well, Fennedy was saying that the types of complaints he got, one patient's medication was delivered to a neighbor and it revealed that he had cancer. So these are the types of complaints he dealt with. And then he experienced it himself and feels that, you know, CVS as a major corporation doesn't pay enough attention to these privacy violations, at least from his experience.
Now, that's CVS, but it is not necessarily the worst offender.
The biggest violator that we found was the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, that they had more complaints and more issues than any other health provider in the country.
And of a similar nature?
Well, some of the VA's complaints were actually far more serious. There were many, many more employees who were looking inappropriately at the records of both veterans, but also other employees at the hospital. There were some accusations of retaliation where whistleblowers at the VA who were trying to raise serious issues with patient care found themselves retaliated against. We found many instances where widows were receiving information on the wrong spouse after the veteran died.
Wow. What did they say to you when you reached out to these companies in the VA?
So CVS said that it takes privacy very seriously, which is a response that we got from every company that talked to us. The VA says the same thing. But we weren't able to get sort of very firm answers about why these things happen over and over again, nor were we able to get really solid answers from the government about why it doesn't take action for these repeat offenses.
Is there then anything people can do to protect their own health information?
Sure. There's a few things people can do. First, people can now check our tool at ProPublica.org and look up their health organizations to see whether or not and how many violations of privacy they've been cited for. They can ask their health providers to put restrictions on who accesses their records. They can also ask for an access report. This is a report that indicates who's looked at your records. And finally, if you think your records have been looked at without your permission, you can file a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights, which is a small agency in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that enforces the Federal Patient Privacy Law, which is known as HIPAA, and they may investigate it.
Charles Ornstein is a senior reporter for ProPublica. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Renee.